Ashtavinayak Temples, Road Trip Day 2. The function of prayer is not to influence God, but rather to change the nature of the one who prays. Soren Kierkegaard. The night halt is welcome. By the time we finish dinner at Lonavla, which is halfway between Mahed and Pune, and come back to Pune, it is a drive of 15-16 hours. Of the four remaining Ganapati in the Ashtavinayak temples at circa, three are to the north of Pune. But before we head out for day two, it's important to carry sturdy, but comfortable footwear for today. The reason, a climb of over 300 steep steps. Let's find out where. The first one for the day, which is the fifth of the eight Ganesha temples, is at Deor. Just around 27 kilometers to the east of Pune, the Sintamani Ganapati sits at the confluence of three rivers, Bhima, Mula, and Mudha. The temple established by Maurya Gosavi of the Ganapatiya sect and built by the Peshwas is an excellent specimen of Peshwa architecture. The speciality of the idol here is the diamond-embedded eyes, a darshan view, of which removes all worries and confusion from the mind. Up north, a little over 100 kilometers to the north of Deor is Leniadri, a cave mountain in Junnar. This is where the devout worship Girijatmaz Ganapati. Girija means goddess Parvati and Atmaz, sun. To reach these caves, one has to climb up the mountain. The Sanctum Sanctorum is in the sixth of a series of Buddhist caves, called Ganesha Gufa Cave. This one is enormous and there are no pillars within for support. The entire cave system is an interesting place to explore and to enjoy the views. The uphill climb takes 20 to 30 minutes, is exhausting, and a drink of sugar cane juice after the descent is refreshing. From here, our next place of visit, Azar, is just around 15 kilometers away. The Vignahar Ganapati removes all hurdles from your path when prayed to. Two ruby embedded eyes and a diamond on the forehead make this one stand out. The temple is very colorful and a golden dome adorns it. A deep stem, Tower of Lamps, is in the courtyard. Rebuilt in 1967, this temple is also a Peshwara structure. Last of the Ganapati temples. A hearty lunch later, we head out to visit the last of the temples in the Ashtavinayak circuit. Mahaganapati, meaning the supreme form of Ganapati, is at Ranjangan, tilde 76 kilometers away from Azar. The idol in this temple is seated on a lotus and at the time of solstice, the sun's rays fall on it. It is said the original temple is from the 9th or 10th century, although the current edifice is from the Peshwa era. This vast temple complex has multiple entrances and large courtyards. And with this, the 8th temple pilgrimage ends. But the Orthodox devotees, in particular the ones who do the Siyatra as gratitude for wish fulfillment or as penance, go back to Morgan and culminate their pilgrimage. The rest, like us, who have devotion in our heart and adventure in our veins, head back to Pune, a lot wiser, humbler and a bit more spiritual than when we began. With 275 kilometers of road trip for day 2 and day stretching for 12-14 hours, the journey is enriching. On this trip, there were two more interesting places about which I would like to write. Look forward to sharing those insights next week. Pindi Supreme Deities.